The Vice Chancellor of the University of Health and Allied Sciences, Professor Fred Binker, says the university has made modest progress in the first 4 years of its existence. He told Radio Ghana that one of the major challenges is that the university needs clearance every year from the Finance Ministry to engage the full complement of lecturers. Professor Binker says admissions are still in progress for new entrants. He spoke to George Ankara.
As we speak, we have entered our fourth year as a university. So this August is the beginning of the fourth year. And we've just done the admissions for this year and the first batch of admissions. And we're hoping to complete the second batch this week as we collect the results from WAEC for those who have just passed the SHS examinations. You know, the WAEC just released the results. So we'll give opportunity to some of those students also to be admitted. So we are admitting our fourth batch of students in the various programs that are run in five schools. The School of Medicine running the Physician Assistance Program and the Medical Degree Program. The School of Nursing is running a Bachelor's in Midwifery and a Bachelor's in Nursing, and is also doing an Access course and also doing a sandwich program for those two programs in the School of Nursing. We're also having students in the School of Public Health who are doing a bachelor's program in the School of Public Health. And then we also have the School of Allied Health Sciences, where we are running programs in physiotherapy, dietetics, and medical laboratory sciences.
On the strike by lecturers, Professor Binker describes it as unfortunate. He admits that it is strange that research allowance has been made part of the conditions of service of lecturers because research forms part of the conventional teaching practice.
Fortunate to have this strike action, especially for us as a new university. We really are not in a position. We have so much to cover and so much to catch up with. So when these strikes occur, they actually disrupt our activities. We just hope that from the letters we have received, we hope that this there will be a solution to the research and book allowance, and that our lectures we should be back before the end of this month to continue with the development program that we set ourselves up for the 2015-2016 academic year.
Professor Binker, if we're looking at the strike that lecturers and other professionals are embarking on, particularly lecturers who are demanding research allowance, some of us think that research is part of the conventional teaching practice, and so therefore you need to do some research before you go to meet the students. If you don't research, you are likely to perform poorly. Why should allowance be paid for something that is supposed to be part of the conventional work of teachers?
I think that's a question that I'm not in a position to answer. I think that has been part of conditions of service for these lecturers. And I think the person who created that also created a problem. You are truly right. You cannot be in the university without doing research. Research and service and the teaching are the major functions of any lecturer who is engaged into the university. So you cannot definitely continue to teach without undertaking research.